Morning, everyone. Thanks very much for coming. 2 points from OHR this morning. The first concerns the arrest in Argentina of Milan Lukic. This arrest is an important step forward in implementing a basic requirement of the Dayton Peace Agreement and a requirement of Bosnia and Herzegovina's post-war recovery, and that is that all those who are accused of war crimes appear before the Hague Tribunal. Full details of this arrest are yet to emerge. However, it should be noted that this is the first time in more than 3 months that an ICTY fugitive has been brought into custody. The pace of cooperation on the part of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and in particular on the part of the IRS, must quicken. After a significant effort regarding ICTY cooperation at the beginning of the year, there has been an unsatisfactory lull. The pace must quicken if Bosnia and Herzegovina is to meet its international obligations in regard to Euro-Atlantic integration. This transfer must be followed by other transfers, including that of Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic. The journey will only be complete when every indictee is in The Hague. Second point this morning concerns the meeting which has just been completed between the Senior Deputy High Representative Martin Nye and the President of the New Croat Initiative, Krešimir Zubak. The discussion at this meeting covered a broad range of concerns within the Croat political spectrum in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Mr. Zubak briefed Ambassador Nye on the NHI's position on refugee return, PBS and education reform. Ambassador Nye emphasised the scope that exists within modern European structures to ensure the protection of citizens' individual and collective rights. In order to maximise this scope, it is imperative that Bosnia and Herzegovina fulfil all the conditions of the EU feasibility study so that it can move forward with the process of Euro-Atlantic integration. Other topics that were discussed during the meeting included defence and police reform. Police reform, as you know, is the main remaining obstacle to the launch of stabilisation and association negotiations with the European Union. And Ambassador Nye pointed out, I quote, securing an agreement on police reform that meets the three principles laid out by the European Commission will open the way for Bosnia and Herzegovina to secure its rightful place as a full member of the European family of nations. That's it from OHR this morning. I will pass you over to OSCE.
Dobar dan, danas u OSCE nema izjavu. Hvala.
Dobro jutro iz tribunala. S obzirom na vijest o hapšenju Milana Lukića u Argentini, htio bih vas podsjetiti na optužbe protiv njega. U optužnici se navodi da je Milan Lukić u proljeće 1992. godine u Višegradu osnovao paravojnu grupu koja je, sarađujući sa lokalnom policijom i vojnim jedinicama, zavela teror nad lokalnim stanovništvom, muslimanskim stanovništvom. Ta paravojna grupa često se pominjala pod nazivom Beli orlovi i osvetnici. Lukić se tereti za istrebljenje, progone, ubistvo i nehumana djela počinjena u Višegradu između maja 1992. i oktobra 1994. godine. Optužbe uključuju 5 odvojenih incidenata ubistva, od kojih su 2 naročito užasna. U optužnici se navodi da su 14. juna 1992. godine Milan Lukić i drugi prisilili oko 65 žena, djece i starijih muškaraca bosanskih muslimana da uđu u jednu kuću u Pionirskoj ulici u Višegradu. Kuća je zatim zabarikadirana i zapaljena. One koji su pokušali da se spasu iskakanjem kroz prozor, pucali su. Gotovo svi koji su bili zaključeni u toj kući ubijeni su, uključujući 17 djece starosti od 2 dana do 14 godina. Navodi se da je 27. juna Milan Lukić počinio sličan zločin na jednoj drugoj lokaciji u Višegradu, te je ponovo zabarikadirao grupu ljudi u jednoj kući koja je potom zapaljena, što je za posljedicu imalo smrt približno 70 osoba. Navodi se da su djela navedena u optužnici bila dio rasprostranjenog i sistematskog napada na civile, bosanske muslimane i ostale nesrbe na području Višegrada. Tužilaštvo tribunala je optužbe protiv Lukića okvalifikovalo kao zločine protiv čovečnosti i kršenje zakona i običaja ratovanja. Tribunal je optužio tri osobe da su direktno odgovorne za zločine počinjene u Višegradu. Prvobitna optužnica protiv Milana Lukića, Sredoja Lukića i Mitra Vasiljevića potvrđena je 28. avgusta 1998. godine. Do sada se u pritvoru tribunala našao samo Mitar Vasiljević. On je pred tribunalom suđen i proglašen krivim za ubistvo pet muškaraca, a to je inače jedan od incidenata za koji se tereti Lukić. Vasiljević je osuđen na 15 godina i trenutno se nalazi na izdržavanju kazne. Tribunal očekuje brzo prebacivanje Milana Lukića u Hag kako bi mu se sudilo pred tribunalom. Također želim napomenuti da je tužilaštvo tribunala podnijelo zahtjev da se predmet Milana Lukića proslijedi Bosni i Hercegovini. Odluku o eventualnom prosljeđivanju ovog predmeta nekom nacionalnom sudu mogu donijeti samo sudije tribunala koji će ovaj zahtjev tužilaštva razmotriti u dogledno vrijeme. Hvala na pažnji.
Okay, much the same as everyone else, UFO welcomes the news of the detention of Milan Lukic and hopes that he will be transferred from Argentina to The Hague in the near future. However, as ever, UFO will continue to search for persons indicted for war crimes and conduct activities to make life as difficult as possible for PIFWICs, their support networks, and anyone else who may be tempted to help them. Okay, that's all from...
Good morning from NATO. We as well welcome the detention of Milan Lukic. According to our commander, General Stephen Shook, the capture of Milan Lukic and the location where he was captured is a direct reflection of the direct pressure that NATO, the local authorities, and the international community have placed on fugitive war criminals in BIH and the continued support of everyone involved to bring these fugitives to justice. I am pleased at the participation of the international community in the effort to capture fugitive war criminals. But I want to be mindful that the responsibility of the detention of these indicted war criminals ultimately rests with the entities. That is all I have. Thanks.
We have some questions.
Kevin, but Nero and you for as well. Lukic is the second ICY suspect arrested in Argentina in the last 6 months or a year, if I'm correct. A number of them has surrendered from Serbia, I'm talking about Bosnian Serbs, and at least one was in Russia. Is it realistic to assume that there are no war crime suspects in Bosnia, basically, that all of them have fled Bosnia and are hiding in Argentina or some other country in South America or in Russia or in Serbia proper?
Well, I mean, that would be speculation, and really I don't see that kind of speculation would be helpful at this point, so I really wouldn't have a comment to make on that.
I'd also like to say that we'll be willing to go after fugitives no matter where they are, that they cannot hide.
Well, to paraphrase my question, on what grounds are you accusing the Bosnian Serb authorities they are not cooperating if more and more suspects are here in the... surrendering themselves in other countries, yeah. not in the... And all of that...
Yeah, I mean, I think that that is very clear. What we are saying is that there was a pattern at the beginning of this year, which was evident in its results in the number of transfers to The Hague that indicated that there was a degree of cooperation on the part of the authorities. The lull in these transfers indicates that this degree of cooperation can no longer be demonstrated, at least in terms of its results, and therefore the remaining indictees have to be transferred. And this latest arrest simply points up the need for this to be done.
Pitanje za Ikti. Imate li povratnu informaciju hoće Lukić biti izručen u Hag ili u Beograd?
Jasno je da Milan Lukić mora biti prebačen u Hag i to je ono što očekujemo.
Some more questions? Thanks very much.